our parks, keep our offices open every weekday and some Saturdays, and I will never vote for new taxes. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024 edition. Joining us on the line right now is former Senator Patrick Kobach. He's on the line to give us some breaking news that happened on Friday. Good morning, Pat.
Top of the morning to you. How are you doing, my friend?
Good, good, good. Survive the weekend.
Or should I say future first clerk of the Antrim County here after Vicky wins?
First husband? No, don't go down that road. Don't jinx it. Don't do that. Don't do that. Hey, let me ask you a question. Something happened on Friday. I want you to tell the folks about it.
Yeah, a group of concerned citizens finally submitted the fruits of their labor, which is a lawsuit promoting the or asking the Michigan Supreme Court to repeal Proposal 22-2. That was the constitutional amendment that gave us a whole bunch of rewrites, including centralizing all the authority and power for audits with the Michigan Secretary of State, essentially letting the fox guard the hen house. And they make the case in this lawsuit that the proposal 22-2, while being pitched as a single amendment to the Constitution, was actually nine amendments embedded in the Constitution. And when that happens, you're supposed to have a constitutional convention. And there's a good reason for that, because if you try to cram nine amendments into one, that abstract that you're forced to disclose on the ballot does not provide an adequate summary of what the impacts are if you were to vote in favor or vote in opposition to a given proposal. So I think they got a pretty strong case, and if people want to check it out for themselves, they can go out to cclmv.com. That stands for, I think, Concern... I should really know.
That's okay,
Pat. CCLMV.com. And yeah. By the way, if your listeners want to be co-plaintiffs after reading that, you can just send them an email. I think all the contact information is up on their website. Send them an email. The more the merrier. We've already got 130 plaintiffs listed officially from 19 counties out of the 83 counties in Michigan. So yep. The more the merrier.
Okay, now I've got the website. It's cclmv.com, Coalition of Concerned Legal Michigan Voters. And in the opening paragraph, it says very simply, Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson has been found in violation of the law by seven separate courts. To date, there's been no consequences for her lawless guidance and conduct of our elections. This needs to be addressed. That is why we're taking legal action to help restore the integrity of our elections in Michigan. I got a question, Pat.
Yeah.
The filing itself, you said this, they've gone directly to the Michigan Supreme Court?
Yeah, and in the light of the short timeline that we have and the impact of this, it's pretty significant. Plus, when you find out that Michigan Court of Claims, Michigan Court of Appeals have all ruled that she's in violation of the law with some of her edicts around the conduct of the election. So it makes sense that we get the Michigan Supreme Court to chime in, because there's a pattern here. There's a pattern of contempt for the rule of law. There's a pattern for the contempt of the court's decisions, because she didn't even implement half the orders that were implemented by these lower courts. So she just shrugged them off. And if you listen to her lawyer, Heather Meinkatz, testify before the Michigan Court of Appeals in the O'Halloran v. Benson case.
Yes.
That she literally gets on there and talks about, and I think this is quoted in their press release for CCLMV, she literally says that, yeah, there's some laws we like, some laws we don't like. The ones that we don't like, well, we just, you know, somebody can go off and sue us. Well, we're suing you, and we're sick and tired of you ignoring the laws that have been passed. And when you pass new laws under the color of law, because you got in, you know, on the basis of opening up election fraud loopholes in the system to allow your cronies to come on in and start passing a bunch of new laws that only the law-abiding citizens like you and me would actually abide by. That's criminal. That's the old fraud vitiates everything. So if they got in via fraud, if they executed their elections via fraud and then passed a whole bunch of laws afterwards, you know, it's very difficult for us to say with a straight face that we should be following the laws passed by a bunch of criminals.
Well, one thing, as I was going through the exhibits that's on the website, folks, you can actually go to the website and see the exhibits for every single one of these seven cases they're referring to. And then I read the actual filing. I went online, got it through the court. Pat, they're asking not for a hearing, not for a scheduled argument case, you know, where Benson's attorney could put forth a defense and the plaintiffs have to hire an attorney to represent them in court. They did this by themselves, filing it pro per themselves, and they're asking for a declaratory ruling from the Supreme Court. If they take this case up, they have to go through the evidence, they have to go through the exhibits, and then they have to rule based on Michigan state constitution, Michigan election laws, and then render a declaratory ruling. Would that be like almost immediate effect that could affect this August primary?
Absolutely. That's the intent. And that's why they're accelerating the timeline for this to get them to hear it now, because we can't wait to go through the Court of Claims, Court of Appeals, and then go out to Supreme Court, going right to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court has been pretty quiet on the lawless actions of Benson to date. As a matter of fact, the only time the Michigan Supreme Court has really intervened on any of these items has been to tell the Court of Claims in the Halloran v. Benson case that we couldn't hold Benson in contempt of court because she failed to update the poll challenger guidelines in time to support the election. In other words, they said she can keep illegal poll challenger guidelines in place for the election. You just can't hold her in contempt of court for not changing them before the election. So that's the only time they've chimed in. They've never ruled that she acted lawfully at all. What they've just said is that, we just give her a pass on this one here. I'm sure she's going to come around and update these records later on. Well, she never did.
On the website, Pat, cclmv.com, if you want that link, text it to your phone, just text me and I'll send you a clickable link. Interesting thing, if you go down to the bottom, folks, of the website, you can contact these groups, you can send a form email to them, and if you want to be a plaintiff on this case, you are a registered voter, you're at least 18 years of age, you're a registered voter to vote in our state, you can be a plaintiff and join this class action. Pat, this could turn into like a sizable, almost like a class action size group.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, remember when 10,000 of us sent in affidavits to our legislature to go off and do an audit?
We didn't send in, we delivered them.
Yeah, exactly. So wouldn't it be nice to have 20,000, 30,000 signatures for co-plaintiffs on this case? And I'll tell you, this is just the tip of the iceberg, my friend. There's also, you know, remember when we filed the 15 criminal complaints against John Polis with the Attorney General?
Yes, well, the spokesperson CEO of Dominion?
Yes, for committing perjury before the Michigan Senate during his testimony. That same testimony that formed the basis of the completely discredited Senate report put out by Ed McBroom and Lana Tice and John Bison. And so we knew he was lying at the time, and they chose to base their conclusions on his testimony, which have now been found, you know, based on the complaint that we filed. They're definitely perjurious, and we provided the evidence in support of that. If you go to migrassrootsalliance.org, you can find out info on that. But you remember what happened in the wake of us filing that. The Michigan Attorney General came out and said, you know what, you know, 5 business days after submitting a 51-page criminal complaint with evidence after evidence after evidence, she said, we've conducted a thorough investigation of your claims and found them not worth pursuing a criminal investigation. Well, in the wake of that, my friend, I decided to go off and issue some FOIA requests. And I asked first and foremost for a copy of the report that documented all this extensive research and investigation that she had done into the veracity of our claims. Turns out there is no such report. So then I went back and I said, you know what, but she's got a little bit of legal wiggle room because they don't always put out investigative reports when they've done these things. So let's go off and ask, you know, to verify some of the other statements she made in her response to Representatives Friske, Kara, and also DeSana, who, along with me, filed the complaint.
Sure.
And what she said was that she had looked at a bunch of relevant materials. So I issued a FOIA request for the relevant materials. There's only one thing that she cited. It was the Michigan Senate report, which is in turn based on the false statements made by the Dominion CEO per our complaint. So that gives us grounds for a criminal complaint against Dana Nessel because she made false statements. And we've got them documented now thanks to these FOIA responses. So not only has she made false statements, that's called fraud. Not only has she failed to prosecute with credible evidence on it, that's misconduct in office and obstruction of justice. So we think we've got a pretty good case building for her. But wait, there's more. We also are building a very strong case against Jocelyn Benson for criminal complaints. She has gone off and ordered the destruction of records in both the 2020 and 2022 election that prohibits a thorough and professional audit of the election, plus numerous other infractions related to the NVRA, the National Voting Rights Act, and the folks out at the Michigan Fair Elections have done an exceptional job documenting some of the infractions that she's had that keep her out of compliance with the HAVA and NVRA. So I'll tell you, we got a bunch of criminals running our state right now. I think, you know, for those of you who feel bad that we left off Gretchen Whitmer from the discussion so far when we're talking about criminals, she actually is one of the defendants in the lawsuit filed by CCLMV. So don't worry, she's not left out. So there's a lot going on, my friend. I'm learning more about the way our legal system's supposed to work than I knew even when I was in the Senate Judiciary now. And I wish I didn't have to know as much about it as I do. But you know what? We got to hold these people accountable. And I'm just really proud of all these concerned citizens that stepped up and filed this lawsuit against Benson and Whitmer and crew.
Pat, my phone is literally blowing up. I have 117 unread messages. Can you stay through the break?
I certainly can.
I'll try to speed read as many of these as possible. I am not going to be able to ask Patrick Kolbeck all the questions you guys are sending into me. I'm up to 123 now. I will do the best I can. We're going to take a short break, a word from our sponsors. Patrick Kolbeck, we'll be right back.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Big Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of our number one thing through the break is Patrick Kobach. Pat, couple of real fast, short yes or no question answers. I've narrowed them down to about five or six. Are you one of the co-petitioners in this case?
No.
Okay, you're not on it. Okay. How many citizens can become plaintiffs after the filing's already been done? Does that force us to have to amend the filing?
It can be amended, but from what I understand, we have 8.3 million eligible plaintiffs in Michigan because that's how many registered voters we have.
Next question. How long of a process do I have to go through to just simply ask my name to be added as a plaintiff?
Create an email, send it in, and that's what's involved. They may do a follow-up question.
Okay.
But that's about it.
Okay. And you have to be registered to vote only in the state of Michigan, nowhere else. You have to be a registered voter. Next question. What do you, Pat, expect the court, the Michigan Supreme Court, to do with this case?
I expect them to strike down Proposal 22-2.
Okay, I want a point of clarification. Point of clarification. That was Proposal 2 in the 2022 election that they used, they nicknamed it Promote the Vote 2.0, correct?
Yeah, with all that out-of-state money trying to pull the wool over everybody's eyes, yep.
Got it. So in the process of the filing, they take the case. They decide to hear it.
Yep.
They look at the law, they look at the Constitution, they look at the amendments, and then they have to give a declaratory ruling. Question is here, does it take immediate effect for this August 6th primary? Is that all the components of Proposal 2, is it in basically held moot? Do we have an emergency injunction that is going to change our elections on August 6th?
That's what they're asking for, and there's two different types of injunctions. One's a temporary, one's a permanent injunction. We're asking the court to consider both. Yes, it would go into immediate effect for this upcoming election. And by the way, this impacts all the bad bills that have been passed to take away voting rights, such as Senate Bill 603 that everybody's concerned about. House Bill 4129. It unzips them all. So I want to make that very clear to everybody. This is a very important lawsuit. And that's what I meant by criminals can't pass laws for law-abiding citizens to pass. So this is very important. So it would put an injunction on all those related lawsuits as well. And effectively, here's what it does. It hits the reset button and says, go off and pull out of the archives all the guidelines and election instructions that were in place prior to the passage of 22-2. It's not like they have to recreate anything new. Just go back to what it was before.
prior to it existing and operating and manipulating our elections in 2020 and 2022
yep.
basically would put it back to the 2018 standards.
Yeah, this is back to the reset button.
Got it. Next question. If somebody wants to learn more about this, is there enough information on that website, or do they need to look at like your letsfixstuff.org site? Background info. This website is basically a skeleton platelet, and they've been there, and they said it's a template, I should say, and it's not as detailed as they're looking for. Other than the exhibits, isn't that really all they have to read?
Yeah, I mean, I just read the filing, read the court exhibits, and maybe read the Constitution, whatever, go out to Ballotpedia, that kind of stuff. But, I mean, I think it's all self-contained. Now, these criminal complaints that we're filing in addition to this, well, there'll be some information probably up on Let's Fix Stuff and other places.
Okay, very good. Those are forthcoming. They're not active right now, filed. Got it. And then last quick question. I'm assuming, had to be drawn up by attorneys that actually did the filing. I mean, the plaintiffs themselves didn't do it. What's going on with that? Who's involved in this, I guess, is the question he's asking.
There's a whole bunch of folks. So first of all, you know, I work with Mike Lindell, and Mike's been very active all across the country at providing legal strategy and legislative strategy to anybody who asks. And so he's provided a bunch of resources available for folks who have asked. And this is one of those cases where there was an opportunity in Michigan. They said, well, we can help out on that. And Mike's been helping out in the background to help get this going. But ultimately, he's just there to provide the resource and assistance, but it takes citizens like Shelley Lake, who's one of the lead plaintiffs on this case, to actually put their foot forward and say, I'm going to take this on. And they were the ones that are upset. Frankly, the focus should be on the 130-plus plaintiffs that said, enough is enough. We haven't seen anything change. Time for us to take action.
Okay, very good. Folks, listen, this podcast of this half hour is going to be today's date, July 2nd, 2024. It's going to be hour one, segment two. And I will have the podcast after 12 noon today. It will be on our website, yourdefendingfathers.com. You click on podcasts, go down to hour one, segment two. You can share this podcast with everybody you know, blast it out there. Go to the website, and the website's very clear. You got to go to the bottom, you fill out the contact form. When you fill out the contact form, it sends the message directly to them. The website is CCLMV.com, Coalition of Concerned Legal Michigan Voters. All you have to do is go to the bottom. I want to be a plaintiff. Give me your name, your address, your phone number, the information. They'll add you to the list. It's basically, Pat, that simple. Final 30 seconds.
Yeah, if you want to find out more about the criminal complaints that we're filing, place to start is migrassrootsalliance.org. So there's another website for you guys to check out. That's got the 15 counts of criminal perjury from John Pollister in testimony and what the impacts of that are. And like I said, we're going to piggyback off of that and highlight criminal complaints against Nessel. So, guys, there's a lot happening here. Don't give up. Get out and vote. Make sure you get out and vote. And also check out LindellPlan.com. We're working on an exciting project with Mike there, too.
Thank you, Patrick. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
FM WC.